Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net. In this module, the final module, we'll talk about API management. And essentially, API management allows you to wrap your web API, regardless of where it's created and what technology you use to create it, with several features that allow you then to offer this to developers that they can use. Maybe those developers are inside your organization, more likely they're outside your organization. So just about every web application out there offers an API as a way of allowing developers to integrate their service with their applications and hopefully bring more customers in. So there's a Facebook API, Twitter API, all of these applications have created APIs. And so how do you manage that? If you wanted to create a service that you want other people to use, well, here's what you would use to manage it. You could write your own services that are provided here, or you can just use what Microsoft's already created. So you can wrap your API, web API, with security credentials, whether it's just basic authentication all the way up to using OAuth 2.0 or certificates. You can create usage quotas and policies, like you can limit how many calls a particular developer can make or how many calls in a certain period of time. Or just how many calls in general. Maybe, over the course of a month, you can only make 100,000 calls to this web API, or you'll have to pay, a premium for that. There's also the ability to provision new accounts, so allowing new developers to come in and utilize your web API. You can also terminate old accounts. You can send out email notifications letting people know or the administrator know that a particular subscription has hit its quota limit, like we talked about in the previous point. You can troubleshoot using tracing tools, very much like Postman that we looked at earlier, allowing you to send messages in and see what the communication is back and forth between some client front end and the back end web service. There's also disaster recovery built in, so that if you're using Azure and your web API goes down, it can be brought back up in a different region. And then finally, it allows you to deploy to multiple Azure regions to reduce latency, geo-latency. So again, this is the scenario where Europeans would hit, maybe the West Europe data center, where people in Texas would hit the East US data center. And that's essentially Azure API management. Let's take a look at where it's at. We're not going to get too deep into it. But essentially, it's right beneath the scheduler here in the current version of the portal. And you can see I created an API management account already just to look at it. Here I'm able to configure this web API, but this isn't so interesting. You really need to look at the publisher portal in order to create new endpoints for your APIs to look at the various policies and analytics and things of that nature. So I think this should, yeah, there we go. It needed to be a little bit larger for the screen, but essentially you can see a aesthetically pleasing dashboard. You can look at all the APIs that you've already created. You can wrap APIs into products. A product, for example, to give you two examples here, there's a starter where it only lets somebody call for development purposes. And then there's like maybe an unlimited package, which allows unlimited API calls to your API from your customers. Again, setting up the policies. This can only be, this product level can only support so many calls. Otherwise, they have to upgrade to another package. And pretty much the other things that we've looked at previously, or we talked about in some of the bullet points. This is one of those services that you'll definitely want to dive in deeper to if you ever need to publish a web API. And again, there's courses on Microsoft Virtual Academy that talk about this in more depth. But at a high level, if you ever need to offer a web API outside of your organization to bring in and attract developers to your platform, or just to provide some service that you want to charge for, maybe a zip code lookup given an address, for example, then you could use API management to accomplish those things. Okay, so let's continue on in the final module where I say goodbye. We'll see you there. Thank you.